بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. English style here is forbidden. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from qaza. Nafid, the narrator rahmatullah alayhi, inquired about the meaning of this word, and he was informed that it means to shave a portion of the hair and to retain the rest. According to an explanation, Sahih Bukhari, qaza also refers to keeping only the forelock. It also refers to keeping the hair on the sides longer. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has written that any hairstyle where the hair is partially shaven or shortened and the rest maintained falls in this category. This is fashionable among today's youth and it is prohibited. The hair must be of an equal length all over the head. It is prohibited to have extremely long hair. Sayyidina Wa'il bin Hujr radiallahu an narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he objected to the length of his hair. A Sahabi narrated that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kurayb Asadi is a good man, if only he did not keep his hair so long and allow his trousers to extend below the ankles. When Sayyidina Kurayb radiallahu anhu heard of this remark, he shortened his hair to the earlobe and began wearing his trousers till half the shin. Note, it is prohibited for men to grow their hair beyond shoulder length. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never allowed his hair to grow so long. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, he used to have men stationed at the doors of the masjid on Fridays to trim the hair of any person whose hair was longer than the permissible length. Note, the above hadith prove the impermissibility of having extremely long hair. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us understanding. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك